greet you all this morning in Jesus' precious name. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you, God, for your goodness and for your mercy. Lord, we just ask your blessing on this time together. Lord, we just ask you, help us, Lord, to be faithful to you. Lord, that you'd help us watch and wait, Father, for your return. Lord, fill us with your Spirit and give us wisdom, Father. Help us, Lord, be faithful to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm going to open in 1 Peter, little chapter 2 there. Verse 16, we'll just start right there. It says, act as free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bondservants of God, bondslaves of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. So servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. In verse 19 it says, for this finds favor. And that's, kind of want to focus on that. You know, we all strive to make our lives better or comfortable or get everything all figured out so we'll have nice, smooth lives. And, you know, a lot of times we have, things going our way. Everything's just where it's supposed to be. Just, you know, we're just smoothing along and we appear to everyone that things are good. And we begin to get comfortable in that, and we think that, you know, things are right where they're supposed to be, and that helps us feel comfortable with our relationship with God. But it's usually during the test or during the struggles that we really are where we're supposed to be, you know. And like I said, there's no reason to create struggles. And the challenge is to be faithful through everything. You know, it's a lot harder sometimes, I think, to be faithful when things are good than when things are bad. We become complacent. That's throughout history. That has always been the downfall or the beginning of downfall of things, is whenever things are going well. You know, we look at people and we see them, things that they just seem to have everything in order and everything's just going. You know, there's hardly any test in someone's life like that. And we see someone that's just struggling all the time. There's just always problems. They're being given an opportunity to grow. Someone that just can do everything and just everything just comes natural to them. You know, they have their struggles, but it's still, you know, when everything just comes natural, that just doesn't hardly take any effort. There's not any real strength increased. And then you have people that have to deal with struggles and live with them every day. They're having the opportunity to grow and to become strong. These verses, it says, this finds favor. It's not whenever we find, when things are going real well, necessarily, that we find favor. It's when we face opposition. And how we respond to that is what finds favor. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. You know, this is where the real test comes. Anybody can get along with someone that's just super good to them all the time and everything's just right, but what about when you're working with people or you're working for someone that's just completely unreasonable, demanding and expecting more from you than you have, just putting pressure on you all the time? And this is where we have the opportunity to find favor. This is where we find the gold. You know, we shun those things. We shun those places. We shun those opportunities whenever things are struggling, when there's opposition, whenever people are hard to get along with and complain all the time and just really demanding. We don't like working in those situations. We don't like being there. But right there is the opportunity where we can find favor. You know, when everything's going right, no challenges, there's not gold there. All we can do is get through that time. But whenever we're looking for opportunities to be what God wants us to be, to find favor with God, it's in those times that we don't like to be in. That's what the point of this whole thing is. The beginning of this chapter, in verse 13, it says, submit yourself to the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that you may be doing right, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Here, you know, we're living in a time where, you know, there's a lot of corruption around, and we don't like that. We hate it. There's a lot of evil in the world, and there's kind of a challenge to just completely resist and rebel against the evil. You know, just cause an uprising because things are not the way they're supposed to be, but that's not the way the Bible tells us to do it. We're to still do right in those times. We're to still do what's right. Not just, you know, there's people that just, because there's trouble somewhere, they just jump to it and run into trouble and try to stir things up to give the appearance of themselves being persecuted or something. But those who are just doing right, not seeking persecution, not seeking these troubles, but just doing right and being persecuted for it sometimes. Just doing the best we can. And that's all God asks of us. And then it says, for such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Just doing right. Then it starts where I said, act as free men and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as the bondservants of God. Here's where it, act as free men, but don't use your freedom as an opportunity to cover up your evil. You know, a lot of times we can make a big noise and it's just covering up an evil intent that we actually have. But use it as bondservants of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Just kind of some motives there. Honor all people. You know, if we love life, you got to love people who are alive. Honoring all people, being respectful, it's just so such a blessing to be around people who, you know, there's a lot of debate today about abortion, which is evil. and people have no respect for life, newborn life. And usually a lot of times those people don't have respect for any life that disagrees with them. But then we can be all about abortion, fighting for abortion and standing against it, and still not honor people. And it just kind of shows a crack in the wall about honoring life. It says, honor all people. And I think that it's so easy for us to see some of the stuff going on and just despise the way people are acting. And despise, you know, what they're doing. And it what it does is kind of lowers our appreciation. That it's a human being we're dealing with. Even though they may be evil and they may be wrong, but our challenge is to be able to still honor that they're a creation of God, just like we are. And God has given them that opportunity for choice, that opportunity to be free. They've chosen not to take it. It's just kind of a fine line there, you know. The thought that love the sinner and not the sin, I don't know that I agree with that, because in that sense, because sin is not something abstract. It's a choice by the individual. But love the creation of God that gave them that choice, even though it's wrong. So we don't have to love what they're doing. We don't have to love their choices, but we love the opportunity that God gave them a choice. And there's a fine line that we can easily cross over to where we begin to hate them and despise them for their choices. And we got to look past that. We still need to honor them, you know, because they're people. So we can still be respectful. We can still give them honor that they deserve, being a creation of God. Love the brotherhood. You know, right here's where we have the opportunity to love the brotherhood. You know, but I think one of the things that there are several places in the Bible where it says, especially those are of the faith or the brotherhood. I mean, I think the brotherhood is a little higher place than someone outside of it. And I think we ought to put the brotherhood, you know, a brother, you know, there's some places we go that they give a discount for brothers. You know, I mean, just whenever we're buying lumber and stuff, these are even places we've been excommunicated from, and I think we still get a little bit of a discount because we're part of the brotherhood. You know, a lot of times the brotherhood, whenever we look at the brotherhood, you know, a lot of times, well, they'll be there. We'll just kind of put them back a little bit, put somebody else in front. But I'll be the other way around. The brotherhood. Love the brotherhood. Well, maybe they didn't quite do us right on something. It doesn't matter. That's the brotherhood. This is where the gold is. Like we were talking about. This is where the good stuff is. You know, we love the brotherhood. Well, maybe they cause us a lot of problems. Maybe they don't. That's the opportunity to really put this into practice. It's easy to love someone whenever they're doing right and treating you like a king. Man, it's easy. I think that's where that respect of persons kind of comes in. We're not really respecting them. We're respecting how they treat me, which is respecting me. It's kind of like love, you know. We think love is something because I love the way they make me feel. But really, that love is the way they make me feel. That's loving me. We can get all that kind of twisted around. But whenever there's someone just, it's a struggle to deal with. You know, I've sometimes think, you know, I've kind of got a top three sometimes, and that it changes a little bit, but whenever I talk about the top three, I'm not talking about the people that never cause any problems. I'm talking about when I answer the phone, it's talking about that person again. I'm talking about this person. And it changes. About all of us have been in the top three from one time or another. I'm just sharing with you. But that top three is given me the opportunity just keep on loving, keeping on being there. You know, it's just those opportunities, that's what we've got to bear with when we love the brotherhood. And that's just, these are just some honor people, love the brotherhood, fear God. When you fear God, I'm not talking about running around trembling all the time, scared to death that if you do something wrong, God's going to knock you in the next week. You know, there's people that, you know, really, people that fear God, there's a lot of people that fear God that are afraid of God because what He will do to them. There it is again. You see, the love, we love people because the way they make me feel. We honor people because they honor me. We fear God because He's going to punish me. You see, the self in all of that. One of the things of following the Lord is denying yourself. You know, we think, well, I'm not going to eat a cupcake and I'm denying myself. That's not denying yourself. Denying yourself is losing yourself to God. Losing yourself to people. Losing yourself to the brotherhood. And that fine little line of, you know, it all looks right a lot of times, but there's a fine little distinction in there that distinguishes whether I love myself actually or I'm loving the object who I'm supposed to love. And that opposition or that trouble that we have loving that other person instead of just making my life easier or better or what might happen is that distinguishing line. Fear God. You know, if we're serving God, that's, sometimes He takes that fear to wake us up. But the true desire, the true reality of following Jesus is to follow Him because of who He is, not because of the consequences that may result in me not following Him. He's worthy to be followed no matter what He does to us. But because He is who He is and He does love us and will and wants the best for us, He's trying to lead us that direction. And the consequences for that choosing and that righteous desire to follow Him, to love Him, to honor life and the creation, to honor those who have been redeemed, the brotherhood. He rewards that beyond our expectations, beyond anything we could think of. To fear God is not be scared to death of being punished. It's to see Him as He really is and see us who we really are. That's what fearing God really is. It's not, like I said, it's not, we think of fear as just cowering in His presence. The angels we see that are following prostrate at His feet are not doing it because they're scared to death. They're doing it because He's so awesome. He's so amazing that they just fall prostrate at His feet. And I think that's where true fear, this fear that he's exhorting us to, comes from. Honor the king. Just, you know, sometimes the king does some wicked things. But honor them. Be respectful. I mean, God has put those people in that place. Even though they may be evil, they may just be the right hand, it seems, of Satan at times, you know, just carrying out his bidding. God put them there. And that's, it's all according to his purpose. Look at things a little past what good and evil that we might see right in front of us, and see that this is what God has intended to happen, to bring about glory and honor to him. And it will. It doesn't matter how evil the world gets. The end goal is all going to bring glory to God. And it's all happening. There is no surprises on the things happening in the world today. God is not shocked. He knows. And he knows that these things have to happen to bring about what he wants, his will. And then again, servants, be submissive to your masters. They're painting this picture again with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. That word unreasonable means just exactly what it says. It don't make any sense, but we need to respect and honor anyway. And then again, for this finds favor. This little place right here, this little place that we don't like to be in, the little pinch. Well, you know, they had a blood test this week, and they say, well, we feel a slight pinch. You know, we don't like that. But it's that little place of pinch whenever things aren't comfortable, they're not right, they're not reasonable. Right there is where we have the opportunity to find favor with God. For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? You know, if we've done wrong and need a spanking, and we just step up and take our spanking like a man, you know, we think, well, that's doing pretty well, but what favor is there in that? What glory is there for getting the punishment we deserve? None. For what credit is there when you sin and are harshly treated? Like I've said before, what God does to us will be fair, and there's no credit for us having to suffer through it. We think ourselves so special that we're noble because we have to be punished for to do what's right, and think that there's some value or some credit in it. There is none. But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, here again these words, this finds favor with God. When you have to go through the things that are unreasonable, not right, and just patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. The next verse says, for you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. You know, we talk about following Jesus. You know, there's all kinds of things. Following Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus. And most follow him because they think he's going to make their life better. Most follow because they think he's going to save them from punishment. But how many follow him to be like him? To be faithful in the pinch of life and do it quietly. Be uncomfortable when things go wrong, when people are unjust, unfair, unreasonable. We see it all around us. And our reason screams, it ain't fair. It ain't right. Here's the opportunity for us to bear things patiently. Maybe somebody got on to me. Maybe I got scolded. Maybe, you know, people just think something that I've done something wrong. Boy, we want to, it's just our desire to fix it. It's our opportunity to find favor. It's our opportunity to be like Jesus. It's our opportunity to follow Jesus. Anybody can do it when it's easy, when it's good, when everything's right, whenever a person you're dealing with is just treating you fair. Oh, that's wonderful. People will line up for that kind of treatment. But whenever it goes wrong, that line's pretty short. But that's the pay line. That's the one with the paycheck. The other, we're just getting what we're getting. We're just getting this life. The other one, the short line, is the line that where the paycheck, where the treasures are laid up in heaven. May the Lord add his blessing to anyone. Have anything you'd like to share?
It's strange when you're working with people who live, what we would consider an abomination to God. They live that type of life. And then you're working with other people who they're very, open about their, they go to church, they're in the choir, but they're absolutely a horrible employee. And the person who's living the abominational life is an exceptional employee. And you're like, I got somebody who goes to, they're in the choir and everything, and they'll hire their trash in the closet, and then you open up the closet and find it, and you got somebody else who's, living an abominational life, and they're an exceptional employee, and they're like, how do I treat this person? It's like, I don't think God wants us to have hostility for the person who lives that type of life, but at the same time, you don't want them to think that you agree with it, but and you're like, well, who's in the greater sin? The person who's just completely open about it, or the person who is saying that they're a Christian, but they won't even do the basic things to be a good employee? Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a hard situation to know. This world that we live in now is just, we're in Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you've got to deal with these people. Or you can hide behind the mountain somewhere. But we're not called to do that either. It's just... Eric and I was talking the other day about her father, and he has things that's going to follow him for the rest of his life. And I have things that are going to follow me for the rest of my life. And sometimes it's nice to have those things. It's horrible to have them. But at the same time, it's kind of like every few months you just get a real good slap right in the face and be like, hey, remember you used to live like this? Mm-hmm. I'm never going to forget the way I live. And our society won't let me. And so, just you're like, well, all I can do is try to keep on moving forward, you know, but I think if I could forget, it would be harder to, you know, it's easy. I mean, like when you're addicted to drugs and you're trying to get clean, it's easy to be a Christian because, you know, if I just don't do drugs today, I'm doing something. You know, if I just don't, you know, if I just pay my bills, I'm doing something. But if I, you know, have to go to work and treat this person with kindness, and I got to walk the road, that's where it gets real complicated, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, Lord willing, we'll meet back at 6 o'clock. Lord bless y'all. Peace.
We still have singing at 2 o'clock
okay.
today in Aurora. And after that, Lakoba's expecting us between 3 and 4.
Okay. Good.
At both places, mask to go in, I think. Well, I didn't say it at Lakoba, but at Aurora, yes. And in both places, get a little temperature screen.
Okay.
You don't have to sing with your mask on, as long as you're 6 feet away from the old people when you're in the cafeteria. That's what they said at Aurora. You can have your mask back.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord bless you all.